Welcome back to Health and Garnier, produced each week by Upstate Medical University and University Hospital. Linda Cohen along with you. Well, you know, accidents can happen anytime, and they do, with orthopedic injuries often the most common result. I know this very well from personal experience, because last winter, as I was innocently walking my puppy, I suddenly fell on black ice and broke my wrist. Suddenly, I needed orthopedic help, and I needed it right then. Well, to meet this immediate need for orthopedic help, Upstate is offering a new service at their Bone and Joint Center, and they're calling it OrthoNow. It's an after-hours service for orthopedic injuries, and joining me this morning to tell us more about it are Dr. Brian Harley, Associate Professor of Orthopedic Surgery at Upstate Medical University, and Dr. William Lavelle, Assistant Professor of Orthopedic Surgery, also at Upstate Medical University. Welcome, Drs. Harley and Lavelle. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
So, Dr. Harley, how did this get going? Why did Upstate decide to institute this type of service?
Well, it was really just trying to serve a need in the public. We obviously, everybody has lots of personal experience with injuries, like you mentioned, and often people don't know where to go. And after hours, your first thought is emergency rooms and urgent cares. As orthopedic surgeons, both Dr. Lavelle and I, we get a lot of people referred into our office that have been hurt in the evenings or on weekends. Sometimes they have trouble getting in, and they all universally tell us their horror stories of sitting in emergency departments or going to urgent cares where they didn't feel like they maybe were being served because somebody didn't have the experience, you know, to deal with their bone and joints. And so we just felt this was a great way to open our new building and start providing a service to the community and to give them a very ready access to orthopedic care.
Dr. Lavelle, I mentioned in the beginning, and Dr. Harley just alluded to the fact that so many injuries will often take place after hours. And so, I mean, it seems like there's a lot of weekend warriors out there, especially when the weather warms up. Is that your experience, that you see that kind of thing happening quite frequently?
Well, we see seasonal changes in the amount of people that come in. Obviously, that during the times where the seasons change and there's more outdoor activities, we see an increased number of orthopedic-type injuries. So that is very true, and we live in a beautiful area, a beautiful part of the country, and have many opportunities to enjoy outdoor recreational activities. And that's the time when people get hurt, and it really does help us to have a place for injured people to go that doesn't require them to wait a very long time, such as an emergency room or even some urgent cares.
You know, it strikes me that so many sports activities are scheduled for so-called after hours, whether there be adult sports or even kids sports or weekends. So that's clearly when a lot higher incidence of injuries probably do occur. As well as, you know, as you said, recreation. Somebody hasn't rollerbladed in 5 years and they decide, oh, it's a beautiful day, I think I'm going to go out there and you know, crash and bang, and they need your help.
Well, I mean, even in my own life, and I know Dr. Harley has children as well, that when my son Jacob participates in his athletic activities, they're always at night and after work. And, as it would seem that in our office that most of our care happens during the day, there's a significant need for it to happen in the evening times and at night. And that was the whole onus of this program being started.
How long has it been going on, Dr. Harley?
It started in April. Initially we had to get the word out, so we sent a lot of materials both in through the mail and to the primary care doctor's offices and to other groups just to let people become aware. And, you know, for the first week or two, it sort of trickled in, and then the word came out and school nurses started hearing about it. And so suddenly, you know, the awareness became much larger. And so we're seeing a lot more people every night just coming in, and, you know, either from just part of it is you might get hurt the night before, but then by the time you call your primary care office, and so a lot of pediatrician offices, you know, people call them, you know, at 1 o'clock in the next day after, you know, little Johnny's been hurt and the wrist is still hurting. And so they say, oh, head over to the urgent care at Ortho Now. And so we're getting just people just because it's just easy to get into, you know, you get off work and, you know, your son's wrist is still hurting when he fell off his skateboard, and you come at 5:30 to come see us at the OrthoNow office.
In some ways, it's a prototype for healthcare in general, though, because so many people are working, and if they have a medical issue, really can't take off during the normal, quote-unquote, business hours. So this whole notion of being able to access this level of care off hours is really an important, I think, an important improvement in accessibility.
Again, the whole point, you know, just to make it simpler for people to get in, to be seen, and to get, you know, care specific to their problem, their musculoskeletal or presumed musculoskeletal problem.
So you've seen a real increase, Dr. Lavelle, in terms of since it started, you've seen a kind of a meteoric increase in the number of patients you're seeing?
Oh, we see a rise in the number of patients that come into Ortho Now every evening that it happens. And I think Dr. Harley's point is very true, which is it's care that is specialized to those who have sustained a musculoskeletal injury, which includes injuries to the hand, injuries to all the upper and lower extremities, as well as lumbar strains and neck strains and sprains, and things that really do require specialized care, and would be best suited to be seen in a more urgent fashion. That's really the audience that this program caters to.
So it sounds to me like, as you've alluded to, besides the weight in an emergency room, the nature of the care would be quite different. Tell us more about that.
Well, again, you're seeing both the orthopedic surgeons as well as our PAs and our nurse practitioners that all staff this clinic are all full-time orthopedists. We're all working our orthopedic practice. What we've even found is that some of the area urgent cares, not to downplay the service they're providing, but they come in and they say, oh, you got a fracture, and it's not something they're comfortable with. It's going to need a splint or a reduction. And they just give them our name. And so people are coming over for some of the other urgent cares in the city just to come and see us so that we can get our specialized care, splinting reductions or laceration repairs and things that we can provide that they may not even be able to provide at the urgent cares that are seen, you know, stomach illness and flus and colds
it's
and sniffles.
Highly
and
targeted, it's
so it's
specialized.
It's targeted for those things that, you know, an orthopedic surgeon would typically be seeing you and managing your care. And this is your open access to get in and get that initial care. And then, you know, we can obviously get you in for further follow-up and your care starts there, but then can continue within our office.
Dr. Lavelle, how do the outcomes vary, would you say, or differ if you get immediate orthopedic attention versus maybe going through this more protracted experience of going through first an ER?
Well, I think the thing that is most dissatisfying to patients as healthcare consumers is really part of the system. If you go to an emergency room and you're triaged based on the urgency of your medical need. If you go to an emergency room, such as the emergency room at Upstate or any other local hospitals like St. Joseph's or Krause, if you have a life-threatening illness, such as a heart attack or a stroke, you receive priority, as well as you should. Unfortunately, many orthopedic injuries, though very urgent, are not necessarily emergent. So patients are oftentimes asked to wait up to 5 hours, even longer, for things like reductions and splints and things of that nature. So I think the pertinence of the care is that you're not crossing over with other medical illnesses. In addition, you know, some of the orthopedic injuries that may be splinted and later sent out and seen in a delayed fashion, like a week or two, can at times have better outcomes if they're treated more urgently, such as wrist fractures or even in my subspecialty in spine when injuries are missed, or if they are treated and not really treated in an urgent fashion, there can be a change in their outcomes.
So the truth is, faster is better, always.
I mean, there's time-sensitive issues. What we see, especially with fractures, is that if you're seen and you're in a system, you can either get it reduced right then or we can see it and say, okay, we can get you in, you know, in the next day or two to see one of our partners that can take care of this, get you into an operating room and get it done. And so many things can be treated with just a closed reduction. You can get a reduction. If they go through the process of an emergency room and urgent care, then they have to talk to their primary care, get a referral. They come and see us at 10 days. We often have lost an opportunity to just get a closed reduction. And now we're talking about actually having to do a more difficult or complex surgery to try and reduce fractures or dislocations when sometimes if you see them early on, you can just get it reduced.
Just for clarification for our listening audience, when you say a reduction, you're talking about kind of setting the bones, realigning the bones. I know that's the term that's used.
Yes.
It's not so new to me since I've just gone through it, so I understand it, but I want to make sure it was clear. So where does this all take place? Tell us where and what the hours are.
Sure. Well, it happens out in the Upstate Bone and Joint Center, which is out on Fly Road in East Syracuse, 6620 Fly Road.
Very accessible.
Very close. You can see it right on the 481 as you're driving right to the thruway exit there. And it's lots of free parking. Everything's available there. So you go out there, and the hours are basically Monday to Friday from 5 until 8:30 p.m., so after hours and until almost, you know, typical nighttime closing. And then on Saturday, we open up at 9 a.m. and go right till 2:30.
Wow.
So everything is available. You can come. Most of the major insurances, we've already been pre-approved. We went through that process with the insurance companies, you know, communicated with them and said, okay, hey, if we save you guys your co-pays in the emergency department, maybe you'll just provide ready access. And so a lot of the insurance companies in town have already approved this, so your co-pay is really no more than you would at your primary care physician's office, as opposed to a much higher rate in emergency departments.
So how do people get, how would they reach you? Just by calling Upstate's general number, or is there a specific number for the Bone and Joint Center?
The Bone and Joint number is 464-4472. Okay, but if they need to call Ortho Now, it's 1-855-678-4666. They can also visit our website, which is www.upstateorthopedics.com, and then they can click on the Ortho Now portion of that website.
We'll have links to that on our website.
Sure.
Dr. Brian Harley, Associate Professor of Orthopedic Surgery, and Dr. William Lavelle, Assistant Professor of Orthopedic Surgery at Upstate Medical University, practicing at the Upstate Bone and Joint Center. Thanks so much for joining us, helping us understand this new service. That's very exciting for the community. We have to take a short break, but we'll be right back. Please stay right there. I'm Linda Cohen, and this is HealthLink on Air, FM News Radio, 106.9 and 570 WSYR.